Hi, it's Angie. Welcome back. Well, U.S. Army veteran Denise Rowan made history on August 24th of 2017 when she became the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization during the American Legion's 99th National Convention. And her theme for this year is Family First. And joining us to talk about that theme and more is Commander Rowan. Welcome, Commander.
Hello, Angie. How are you doing today?
I am doing quite well. Well, quite an honor, you know, to be, elected as the first woman to a position like this. I mean, you must have been quite happy about that.
I am thrilled to be the first female, but you know, male or female, to be the national commander of the largest veteran service organization in the nation. What an opportunity. What an honor.
What an honor is indeed. So let's talk about this Family First agenda. What's it all about?
Well, the Family First agenda comes from the fact that I believe that we were put on earth to take care of one another and to make sure that people feel like they have a great quality of life. And when you look at the American Legion family, which involves the American Legion, our American Legion Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion Riders, and all of the work that we do to support our communities and our veterans and our military personnel, that's just it. It's about putting our families first. When you go into the military at basic training, you kind of get new brothers and sisters who we take care of one another, and we help us each other through that process of getting through basic training and all of our military training. And during our military service, we depend on each other just like a family does. And then when it came time to take our uniforms off, it was like, wait a minute, we're not done taking care of this country. We need to continue to serve. And that's where we find the American Legion family. And then it's just about giving back, making sure our veterans are taken care of, our military personnel are taken care of, their families are taken care of, and then getting into the school systems and teaching our kids about what it means to be an American and live in such a great country and all of the sacrifices that were made to give them the nation that they currently live in. It really is. It's all about the American Legion family taking care of our nation's families.
I love that. All right, Memorial Day coming up. Where will you be as the national commander? Will you be visiting Europe, I understand?
I will be visiting Europe. See, in the fall, I went over on the other side of the coast. I was in South Korea, Okinawa, and the Philippines. Now, this coming for Memorial Day, I will be over in Europe visiting our military troops over there as well as their families. And we have several American Legion family members who live over there. There are American Legion posts. We were actually founded in Paris, France, almost 100 years ago. So I'll get to visit those locations as well as a lot of the United States cemeteries that are over there. And I get to lay a few wreaths, especially one in Normandy, and get to hear a little bit of the story. Mm-hmm. Now, I had the opportunity to go to a liberation museum a few years back in Nijmegen and talk to the tour guides. Were children at the time when the American soldiers came in and liberated their city to hear their stories about how much they appreciate the Americans and what we did for them.
Wow.
It just makes you so proud to be an American. Just makes you so proud.
Oh, I love that. Thanks for sharing that. Well, let's talk a little bit about the American Legion and why it's needed and why you have such a heart for the Family First agenda and veterans and the pride, you know, that you want us all to feel about being an American.
Well, I could talk for a really long time about the Legion and everything we do. So I'm going to plug our website, which is legion.org, and you can get all kinds of information there. But we were really founded on those four pillars, taking care of veterans. And in taking care of veterans, we want to make sure that they have a great healthcare system. And we believe the VA hospitals are a system worth saving. And there's some work that needs to be done. We understand that. But we want to make sure that veterans get their health care, they get the benefits they deserve and what they fought for. And then watching about veteran suicide rates, we'd like to eliminate all of that. Make sure that veterans understand they have a place to go. They have people they can talk to through the American Legion family because we've been through it. A lot of us have shared some of those same experiences and frustrations. And we just want to make sure that people know that people care about them. Our veterans know that they care. We care about them and that their families know how much we care about them. Just taking care of one another, having a strong support system within the Legion family, veterans families across the country. That's what it's all about. Like I said, taking care of one another.
Well, Well, Commander, thank you so much for your time. And, you know, someone from a military family, and lost my brother after he left the Marines, but there were some definite tie-ins to, you know, what happened to him in the military, to all of that. And I just can't thank you enough, because the mental health aspect as well, that people can't see, they don't know someone's injured when they just look at them. They have no idea what may have happened on the inside to their brain, et cetera. And so I just can't thank you enough for all you're doing for veterans. And I love the Family First agenda. And again, the website, it's legion.org, legion.org. Thank you so much, Commander.
You bet. Thanks, Angie.